It's the Jeremiah Show. Tearing back the curtain on the hospitality, music, and entertainment industry with insider tips and the hottest global guests in the biz. With Dr. D and special LA personal development commentator Mike Gormley. He's a restaurant and bar fixture, a partner with legendary rock star drummer Mick Fleetwood in Fleetwood's on Front Street in Maui, and he's your radio host. And now, from a race around the sun, Jeremiah Higgins.
Everything good that has happened to me has happened as a direct result of helping someone else. Everything.
I took a vow of peace. You want me to help you kill all these men?
Yes, Padre.
I'll see what I can do.
All right, fellas, let's do this. My name's Danny Trejo. You might have seen me once in a while.
Desperado, Heat.
Dust Till Dawn.
Con Air.
Machete.
They make movies and stories about guys like Danny. Danny is that guy.
Danny was in a high-stakes world from a very young age.
Addicted to heroin since he was 12.
He was just a kid, caught up in the game.
I had a sawed-off shotgun and a hand grenade. I buried him, and I told my mom, be real careful in the backyard.
Welcome to the Jeremiah Show. Today, we are spending a little more time with what a gentleman, Danny Trejo, actor, a great all-around person. He's also a restaurateur that is a force to be reckoned with. You're coming, Danny. Danny Trejo, welcome to the show. You're bringing it.
Yeah. All that fast food joints better move out the way.
Well, hey, listen, you've got a new documentary which I cannot wait to watch. I've watched the trailer more than over and over, and one of the lines in this by the narrator says, your name rang through prison. They knew you were coming. And it's kind of like that with the restaurants now. So I heard about your restaurants from a fellow restaurateur here in Santa Barbara, Ramon Velasquez at Corazon, and he just said he just went on and on and on how much he loved your Trejo's tacos. So
everybody keeps saying, "What's your secret? What's your secret?" Because most restaurants die the first year. No secret. It's good food. You know what I mean? When you walk into one of our restaurants, it's like coming home. Because everybody, I tell everybody, everybody say hello to the people walking through the door, and they all do. So we tried to hire people that were really into people, and it really works. Yeah.
It's amazing how simple it is, really, but it's hard to get what you've just described, to get really good people that believe in the concept, believe in you, believe in your mission and your outlook in life, and then quality and the details. It's all in the quality of the food and the details of the restaurant and your staff. But I've just met a couple of your people in the management side, and you've got some really great people there.
Yeah, they're all cool.
And you're a real gentleman here. We had some technical difficulties on the first show, and Danny came back. You've been interviewing all day, and I really appreciate a few more minutes with you.
Great.
Thank you. So you were on, they did a skit on Saturday Night Live this afternoon.
All they asked me, they came down, we want to do something, said, will you please say, and I got a donut shop too. I'm sure. So that's all I said, right? And so I thought it was going to be, restaurant, and I have a donut shop. And God, what that guy did, Jim, that comedian. Oh man, he's got dinner on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it was nice. Unbelievable. That was a great tribute. I got people running around singing it.
There's a gentleman in my office who just mentioned it to me. He started singing it. So yeah, I mean, it's catching on. It's definitely really funny. I love how you're called one of Hollywood's baddest good guys, Danny. You've got a new published new cookbook that we talked a little bit about in the last episode, Trejo's Tacos, Recipes and Stories from L.A. Long before you were a Hollywood star, you used to joke with your mom that you would open a restaurant one day in your kitchen.
Yeah,
What did you guys cook together?
My dad was like the Mexican Archie Bunker. In the 50s, we didn't work, you know? So every time we would talk about opening another restaurant, my dad, hey, I got a kitchen right there. Go ahead, get dressed in and cook whatever the hell you want in there. You know? I mean, because women didn't work in the 50s, you know? Mm-hmm. They were married to their houses.
Yeah.
And it was so bad. My dad came from five brothers. It was so bad that if one of the wives work and the families were all together, I mean, Art, you want a beer? Oh, no, here, wait, hold on. Bonnie, can you have a beer? You know, because she worked, you know what I mean? So So that meant, you know, she was like, where's the pants or whatever? I don't know. But today, women can work. Don't write letters.
Yeah, you get too many of those, too, yeah, right? You say the wrong thing.
So me and my mom always joked about having a restaurant because, you know, she was a great cook. And then So I did everything good that's happened to me has happened as a direct result of helping someone else. Everything. I did a favor for a director named Craig Moss. Great director, right? But had a no-budget movie, needed a name. I had another deal over here that I could have taken. My agent, Gloria's brilliant. She said, you know, this might not be a bad deal, Dan. Shows you in a different light. It's heroic. It's kind of heroic. This otherwise, you're playing the mean bad guy like you always do. A little more money. But I said, okay. So I always kind of like follow her advice. You know, so I do this movie, I did a movie called Badass, which turned into a trilogy, which I made, you know, good dough. But on it, I met a producer named Ash Shaw, who had been in the restaurant business, saw me and kind of said, Danny, why don't you open a restaurant? Because he saw I liked good food. I don't eat junk food. I don't eat fast food. And I says, Trejo's Tacos, because that's what me and my mom always said, right? Two movies later, he comes with a business plan, gives it to me. And again, me being the brilliant businessman that I am, I immediately gave it to Gloria, you know, wholesale, my agent, said, yeah, you know, read this. And she came back with us a no-brainer. You know, you can't lose. You know, you can't lose. So.
Seven stores now.
One door.
What's the plan for those, Danny? Are you going to be everywhere?
Well,
you want to grow it?
Before this virus, we were getting ready to open up one in Denver, Colorado, and then this thing hit. Look, New York wants us. We've had a bid from San Antonio, Texas, and Las Vegas, and Hawaii. So, you know, we'll see what we do. You know what I mean? And
what did you learn through cooking, Danny? Like, what did you learn over the years? What did you learn about yourself through cooking meals? You know, and sharing your food with people.
I did a movie called Machete, and in it, Jessica Alba is making me dinner. And she says it. She says, my abuelita always said, my grandmother always said, never talk about any problem unless you're talking over food, everything over food. And that's kind of our philosophy. It's like, you know what? Good food makes everybody happy. Fresh food, fresh lettuce, fresh tomatoes, you know, avocados. You know, I got an avocado tree in my backyard. And so it's like, you know, everything has got to be fresh. It's got to be served right. And you don't go to your restaurant in a bad mood. You don't go feeling under the weather. You know, I mean, it's like you just put on a happy face and that's it, you know, and that's the way I live my life, really.
Yeah. You know what, Danny, I have often wondered, and Jeremiah, I've put this to you also, as far as all the restaurants that you've opened. I would love for there to be it goes to what you were just talking about, Danny. My grandmother too. Oh my gosh, I still remember the assembly line for tamales. Oh my God, it was incredible. Just and I miss those so bad. Anyway, I always wanted to do a taste test. Let's just say, Danny, in one of your restaurants, you're going to make tacos from eight to noon, 4 hours, and then noon to four. But from 8 to noon, the people who come in to make those tacos, they're going to be pissed and angry and frustrated. But the people who come in from noon to 4, oh, calm and loving and just, oh, I love doing this and getting my hands in the food and making this for people. And see how different the food tastes. Because I've heard it said, you do not want to make food especially when you're angry.
No, I don't even let people in my restaurant that are angry.
They reserve the right to serve the angry.
Well, you know what? It's so funny. Angry and mad is anger is fear turned outward. You know what I mean? It's like, what are you afraid of? You?
Yeah.
I'm not afraid. I don't get angry. You know what I mean? And I got to say that everything good that has happened to me has happened as a direct result of helping someone else.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. I mean, you had a great, you know, as a child, you talked with your mother, you cooked with your mother, you learned to cook. You guys talked about opening Trejo's Tacos one day, which you made become a reality. But then you had some tough times too. You know, you were addicted to heroin at 12 years old. How did that happen?
You know what? I had an uncle. It's like, the biggest problem with growing up in the 50s, I think, and 60s, I think, and now even, because times are getting so tough. I mean, you can no longer graduate from high school, go get a job and support a family. Can't do it. It's hard to graduate from college and go get a job because you graduate from college, you already owe $80,000, you know? So. Right. And in the 50s, it's like my dad was kind of married to his job. He had to work, got to go to work. Even got the flu. It's like nobody knew how to stay home with the flu. You just went to work, you know. And my mom married to a house. You know what I mean? Housewife meant you were married to a house. The husband came along with it. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what they did. And so I gravitated toward this uncle, my Uncle Gilbert, who was a drug addict and an armed robber. And I noticed that all the workers, you know, were like, had out t-shirts, sweaty and khakis with paint stains and boots. And Gilbert always seemed to be like pressed pants, nice shirt, you know, $200 shoes. And that was for the left one. The right one cost another $200. I mean, just, you're just dressed. And so a drug dealer and an armed robber. And it was kind of like, God, this is a no brainer. You know what I mean? Like, wait a minute.
And then you started getting into trouble.
Exactly. I mean, I got turned on to grass by Gilbert and his friends when I was like 8 years old, had a fix of heroin when I was about 12. And basically just, it was going down from there on, you know, in juvenile hall, forestry camp, youth authority, the state penitentiary. And
did you think that was the way to go for a while there? Like, where did you make that change? You know, because you say everything good that has happened to me is a direct result of helping someone else, everything. And when did you make that change mentally? When did it click to go the other way, to start doing good for people?
The first time I went to juvenile hall, I thought Mexicans were supposed to go. I mean, there were so many in juvenile hall. I'm just like, whoa, wait a minute. It's like, this is where we shine. I mean, it's like, we're definitely the majority here, Mexican, African American. And so that's where I grew up. And in 1968, in Soledad State Prison, Cinco de Mayo, And everybody thinks that Cinco de Mayo means 5th of May. But if you're like a real Mexican from your heart,
yeah,
Cinco de Mayo means you better get bail money because you're going to jail. the population of this county jail in Los Angeles goes, you know, up on Cinco de Mayo. And
you better have some money in your pocket.
Me, Ray Pacheco, Henry Quijada were involved in a prison riot. They said we incited it, and it was three gas chamber offenses. We went to the hole, and I thought I was done, you know. And by the grace of God, the DJ reject on the charges. But I had made a vow. I just said, look, Lord, if you let me die with dignity, I'll say your name every day, and I'll do whatever I can for my fellow man. So, like, by, for the grace of God, the DJ, the district attorney threw it out. We hit the yard, and all of a sudden, I'm left with this. It wasn't like, get me out of this and I'll do good. It was kind of let me die, you know? And
wow.
And so I started just trying to help people, whatever I could do. You know, I got out of the pen 1969 and I'm like, okay, I don't condemn people for not wanting to help, for not wanting to help the homeless, for not wanting to help animals, for not wanting to help children. I it's okay. I understand. You don't owe. You're very busy. Your time is filled. I understand. The biggest problem for me, I owe my life. Do you understand? I just talked to God a couple of days ago and asked him, how am I doing? He goes, Danny, you're almost out of hell. You keep it up. Just keep it up. You're almost out of hell. And so that's my life. Do you understand? I owe and I keep working, and I'm doing, the more I do, the better I get. And I don't mean just materially, I mean just physically. You know, I beat cancer, I beat brain surgery, I beat hepatitis C. You know what I mean?
you've had an incredible life, and you have an incredible story. We're talking with Danny Trejo. He owns Trejo's Tacos in L.A. He's an actor you all know, and we'll be right back after this quick break.
You want this cookbook. From the legendary actor and L.A. restaurateur comes a cookbook featuring 75 badass recipes. From lowrider donuts and award-winning vegan cauliflower tacos to a sweet and spicy brisket inspired by Danny's mom, Barbacoa. Get your copy from Amazon or Barnes & Noble today. Visit the restaurants. Try Danny's tasty tacos and amazing food at one of his restaurant locations, Trejo's Tacos. You can order takeout or delivery. Trejo's Tacos provides takeout for pickup or Postmates for delivery. Danny's La Brea, Hollywood, and West Side locations are open for delivery, or you can call ahead and pay for pickup, and they can run it out to you. TrejosTacos.com. Want to watch? Be sure to check out Inmate Number 1, The Rise of Danny Trejo, coming this summer. Inmate Number 1, The Rise of Danny Trejo, is the featured documentary experience revealing the extraordinary life journey of Hollywood's most unlikely hero, Danny Trejo. From an early life of drugs, armed robbery, and hard prison time, to the red carpets of Hollywood blockbusters and helping troubled addicts, Danny gives a first-hand account of one of the greatest transformations of human character ever put to film. Go to Stay Safe with Trejo.
Yeah. know that binge watching is bad for your brain?
What?
Crazy. Binge listening is way better. Binge listen to all of our shows on iTunes/podcast/The Jeremiah Show.
You're listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Find all of our past shows on iTunes, podcasts, The Jeremiah Show.
My name's Danny Trejo, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. And on it, I'm talking about my cookbook, Awesome. Hey, I got a documentary coming out and dropped a record called Satisfy My Soul. Check it out. Trejo's music, Jeremiah, you're loved, Holmes.
All right, fellas, let's do this. My name's Danny Trejo. You might have seen me once in a while.
Desperado, Heat.
Dust Till Dawn.
Con Air.
Machete. They make movies and stories about guys like Danny. Danny is that guy.
Danny was in a high-stakes world from a very young age.
Addicted to heroin since he was 12.
He was just a kid caught up in the game.
I had a sawed-off shotgun and a hand grenade. I buried him, and I told my mom, be real careful in the backyard.
This is a guy who's seen death just to get to 16 years old. It's like the Wild West.
You're gonna be a criminal. Be a criminal 24 hours a day.
Wow. His name rang through every prison. They knew he was coming. They always knew he was coming.
I'm gonna be top predator no matter what. It's clear they're gonna kill me. I made a promise to myself. Start trying to do good. I became a drug counselor.
An opportunity to help somebody one night got him into his first movie.
My career took off immediately. The first 5 years, I just played inmate number one.
Cholo number one.
Essay number one.
Number 10.
Eddie Bunker, screenwriter, goes, you're Danny Trejo.
He says, we're not movie set. People are afraid of you. I want to say, why me?
Quentin and I were coming up with a bunch of fake trailers. I said, I got a fake trailer. It's Machete.
It changed the paradigm of who could be a leading man.
Everything good that has happened to me has happened as a direct result of helping someone else. Everything.
It's the idea that I can evolve.
That's Danny's life.
The restaurant business is evolving. Will you be ready for the new restaurant business? Let us help you prepare and reopen at HJL Hospitality Restaurant Advisors. Call us or email us for a complimentary consultation to discuss building your restaurant pro forma and operating budget before you open, hiring and training your employees, reopening correctly, avoiding costly mistakes, setting up the perfect delivery and pickup system. Email us info@hjlrestaurantadvisors.com.
Back to the Jeremiah Show. We're talking with Danny Trejo's Trejo's Tacos in LA. You got to check them out. I can smell them from here in Santa Barbara. Can you, Dr. D?
And oh, yeah. Hey, you deliver, right, Danny? You deliver, please?
Absolutely. And we just made a deal with Gold Belly, so we deliver all over the United States.
All right.
Ooh, we got to get some of those tacos, Trejo's Tacos. All right. So before we went to the break, thank you for sharing your experience. But I love that you feel like you owe every day and that you're giving back, and you're giving back in so many different ways, not only to us today on this interview and giving your time to us, but, you know, the countless people that you've been able to coach or talk to as a counselor. Can you take us to that and that work that you do?
I started working in drug abuse in 1973. A guy named Norm Splunk and Jimmy Pena asked me if I'd come down to the Narcotics Prevention Project and put in an application because they heard about me doing the volunteer work. I was helping drug addicts just on my own. I went down there. I thought they were hiring me to be like a drug counselor or something, but really there was about three drug dealers in front of the place, and they wanted me to move them out, you know. So they hired me for muscle, but I ended up staying in the drug. I still work as a drug counselor and public relations for Western Pacific Med Corp here in the San Fernando Valley. We've got 11 drug detoxes, and that's part of my deal. It's like I help people, and everybody around me, anybody that I know that I consider a friend, you can go to their trunk, open the trunk of their car, they'll have socks, thermal underwear, t-shirts. That's what we do. You pass them out to the homeless, you know what I mean?
Danny, and that's not, I mean, you've made over 300 movies, if I'm correct. You've got 7 restaurants. You counsel. You're constantly helping people. You're doing interviews. You're doing movies. You're doing TV. You're doing everything. Does it fuel you? Does it give you? Where do you find the energy to do what you do?
You know, a busy man has time to do everything. And I got to say, when I got out of prison, everything was like new and exciting, and oh my God. Now, Mario Castillo, my assistant, he's working with lifers right now because we got my cousin Gilbert out of the pen. He got sentenced when he was 16 years old. And through Jerry Brown, through Senator Bell, through, Scott Butnick, through these guys that are angels, we actually, got him out of prison. He had done 38 years. And from the time he was 17 to the time he was 52, I think, 53, he was in prison.
Oh, and wow. All his life.
This is like crazy, you know what I mean? And Department of Corrections didn't want to let him out because that sets a precedent that young people that were sentenced to life in prison can't get out. And so they wouldn't even let him out of the pen. They dropped him off on the highway. That's where we picked him up because they didn't want anybody seeing him get out of prison. And so right now there's over 4,000 young kids that were sentenced as juveniles that are 55, 56 years old that are just coming out. So Mario and myself, we're working with them. You know, in fact, yesterday we went cruising down on Van Nuys Boulevard, and I can't have that many people rushing me, so they were my security. And I kept telling them, now look, you guys, don't try to be a bully, and don't, oh, are you kidding? Somebody's done 38 years in prison. All they got to do is look at people, and they got to look like, hey, I'll kill you, and I'll go kill the guy that dry cleans your clothes. And that's when they're smiling. You know what I mean? So,
no. Well, I gotta admit, I was a little scared of you until I started talking to you.
Nobody like even approached me. Hey, can we talk to him? Yeah. So, like I said, it's like everything good that's happened to me has happened as a direct result of helping someone else. I got a documentary coming out. I got, you know, that the cookbook coming out that started helping. I got a record label called Trails Music, and it's got Chicano Soul Shop Volume 1 that we dropped, and now we got Baby Bash and Tara New, my singer, who just dropped a record called Satisfy My Soul, killing it. Beautiful.
We got to put that music in the show.
We'll do it. And then it's funny because this friend of mine, Daniel, he was helping this little fighter and said, man, we need somebody to sponsor her because she's supposed to go down to Mexico and fight. And I said, okay, I'll sponsor. So I sponsored her and put up a little money, and she wore my logo on her shorts, you know, logo. Yeah. So when she took off her robe and all the Mexicans down there seen the logo, they started, Trejo, you would have thought I was fighting, you know what I mean? And her name is Cenisa Estrada, 108 pounds, won the WBC world title down in Mexico. Then this last Canelo fight, she won the WBA, stole the show. Her and this little girl from Venezuela just fought, right? And the rest of the fights were boring. I mean, literally, you know. And Oscar De La Hoya, he can't put her as a main event, right? Because they, she always steals the show. She's 108 pounds. Boxing for that, you know.
Portrayal.
She'll have a main event. You'll have a main event, and they'll always steal the show, you know. So.
Oh, that's great. So you can find her interesting things that you're doing. When you were a drug counselor, that led to your first movie role. Had you always planned on becoming a huge Hollywood star, or did it just fall into it?
You got to remember, I'm one of them guys that wasn't sure I'd make it through the 60s. Yeah. You know what I mean? And nobody thought I'd make it through. And then I went to the pen in 65. You know, with my attitude, I wasn't coming out alive. You know, so I've been on God's time since I got out of the pen, 1969. And then the movie industry, they do a thing called extras. And you get in 65, I mean, 85, you got $50 cash. So hell, I'll do that. You know what I mean? What do I got to do? Stand here, you know? So one night on a film called Runaway Train, I was helping this kid, working with him. He was trying to stay clean. And I run into a guy named Eddie Bunker that, God, I've known since 62. I bought a robbery. Me and my uncle bought a robbery from him, a poker game in the valley that he used to, Eddie Bunker used to, plan robberies. And he'd sell them to guys getting out of the joint, you know, help them out a little. He sold us this robbery in the valley of a poker game. That's where I first met him. Then I ran into him again in San Quentin. He was a writ writer. You know, he wrote writs, so he's really famous, right? And then when I was on Runaway Train, he said, "Trail, what's up?" I said, "Hey, what's up?" He said, "Hey, Danny, are you still boxing?" He saw me win the lightweight and the welterweight title up in San Quentin. I said, "No, man, I'm 40 years old. Man. Look at my face. Are you crazy? I don't fight no more." He said, "We need somebody to train one of the actors how to box." And I said, "What's it pay?" Because I'm getting $50, right?
Right.
And he says, $320. I said, "I'll bet you." That was the start of my career.
Wow. Everything good that has happened to Danny Trejo, he says, is a direct result of helping someone else. Everything. We are going to take one more break, Danny. If you guys could just keep you a couple more minutes when we come back, I want to ask you one last question. We're talking with Danny Trejo, the great Danny Trejo. What an amazing life. We'll be right back after the short break. Stay with us.
You want this cookbook. From the legendary actor and L.A. restaurateur comes a cookbook featuring 75 badass recipes. From lowrider donuts and award-winning vegan cauliflower tacos to a sweet and spicy brisket inspired by Danny's mom, Barbacoa. Get your copy from Amazon or Barnes & Noble today. Visit the restaurants. Try Danny's tasty tacos and amazing food at one of his restaurant locations, Trejo's Tacos. You can order takeout or delivery. Trejo's Tacos provides takeout for pickup or Postmates for delivery. Danny's La Brea, Hollywood, and West Side locations are open for delivery, or you can call ahead and pay for pickup, and they can run it out to you. Trejostacos.com. Want to watch? Be sure to check out Inmate Number 1, The Rise of Danny Trejo, coming this summer. Inmate Number One, The Rise of Danny Trejo, is the featured documentary experience revealing the extraordinary life journey of Hollywood's most unlikely hero, Danny Trejo. From an early life of drugs, armed robbery, and hard prison time, to the red carpets of Hollywood blockbusters and helping troubled addicts, Danny gives a first-hand account of one of the greatest transformations of human character ever put to film. Go to at Stay Safe with Trejo.
Hey, it's Tim Stack here, and I just did the Jeremiah Show and had a really, really great time. Check me out at TV's Tim Stack on Twitter.
Hi there, I'm Kim Bush with Folded Hills Winery. We're here on the Jeremiah Show, and we welcome all of you listeners out to Folded Hills. Anytime you want to try some wonderful wines, it's the first winery on the way into wine country and the closest vineyard to the ocean. Come on out and taste some wonderful wines. Cheers.
This is David LaBrava, and we are live in 5, 4, 3... Coming right at you on The Jeremiah Show, KZSB 1290 on your AM dial. Check out my podcast coming up. Check out the interview. It's trying to help some people find a better way.
Reopen your business on The Jeremiah Show with our 30-day complimentary ad program. Radio is a highly effective advertising option for small business. Despite all the changes in the last decade in how Americans access music, AM/FM radio is still the most cost-effective advertising medium today. It's an inexpensive way to reach your existing and potential customers. Radio advertising is less expensive than the cable television advertising, but often has the same reach. The low cost enables you to run multiple ads, which gets better results. It's easy to narrowly target listeners. 30 days free with a 3-month commitment. That's 16 complimentary ads for your business. We'll create and record your ad for you, no charge. We'd also like to invite you to be our special segment guest to tell our listeners about your business. Please email us advertiseon@thejeremiahshow.com.
Everything good that has happened to Danny Trejo is a direct result of helping someone else. And I'm a testament to that. I don't know, Danny, if you know how this came about, that I had the honor of your presence and your interview today. But a good friend of mine, Doug Elder, out in Chicago, Dojo Creative, did an event with you a charity event. You did a charity event for him. And I said, oh, man, I'd love to talk to Danny. And he connected us. So, again, something good that you did, you know, came to, for me, we get to talk to you and we get to learn a little bit more about you. So much that we could talk to you about. But I just wanted to ask you one last question, because I know you've had a long day of interviews. Everybody out there is on their own journey, right, in life. And I'm wondering what... You know, if you could sum it up, what is your journey? What has it been about?
I think one of my journeys, I thought, you know, I got into the movie business. I was trying to figure out why, you know, why. And it doesn't even matter. It's like, gave me a hell of a platform to talk about not using drugs, about staying clean, staying sober, about helping animals, about helping each other. And so it was funny, but I see actors that get tired of signing autographs and taking pictures. And every morning I wake up, man, I say, well, dear Heavenly Father, let me sign every autograph. Let me take every picture. Because what a blessing it is to be able to make somebody's day with a picture or an autograph. 20 seconds, 30 seconds, you know. And then to be able to say, God bless you, you know, so they know where that's coming from. Because, you know, people didn't ask me for autographs in prison. You know, and they didn't even want to say hi. They didn't want to get close to me. And before I went to prison, I wasn't like the nicest person in the world, you know. And so this is like, it's not what I've done. It's what God's done with me. And that's my journey. You know, my journey is to get through this with people knowing that I was a good parent, you know, and good dad, and that I, you know, I would help anybody, anytime, you know.
Danny, well, I mean, it's really neat that you have that perspective and that you realize the power that you can do. And I wonder how many countless people you've helped, and you'll help even now on this show, that are listening out there that are maybe in trouble or, you know, going down the wrong road, and they hear you, you know, somebody that they look up to. I mean, do you have any idea how many thousands and thousands of people you've helped? And,
you know, I've been all over the world, and inevitably it's usually somebody in 25, 26, 27 will come over and say, hey, I heard you talk in juvenile hall. And you don't know how that feels when they say, man, I saw what you said, like previews of coming attractions, you know, and I didn't want that, you know. And it's like such a blessing for me, you know, to be able to be part of somebody's life.
You've had an incredible life, and you have an incredible story. We're talking with Danny Trejo. He owns Trejo's Tacos in L.A. He's an actor. You all know him. We'll be right back after this quick break.
You want this cookbook. From the legendary actor and L.A. restaurateur comes a cookbook featuring 75 badass recipes. From lowrider donuts and award-winning vegan cauliflower tacos to a sweet and spicy brisket inspired by Danny's mom, Barbacoa. Get your copy from Amazon or Barnes & Noble today. Visit the restaurants. Try Danny's tasty tacos and amazing food at one of his restaurant locations, Trejo's Tacos. You can order takeout or delivery. Trejo's Tacos provides takeout for pickup or Postmates for delivery. Danny's La Brea, Hollywood, and West Side locations are open for delivery, or you can call ahead and pay for pickup, and they can run it out to you. TrejosTacos.com. Want to watch? Be sure to check out Inmate Number 1, The Rise of Danny Trejo, coming this summer. Inmate Number 1, The Rise of Danny Trejo, is the featured documentary experience revealing the extraordinary life journey of Hollywood's most unlikely hero, Danny Trejo. From an early life of drugs, armed robbery, and hard prison time, to the red carpets of Hollywood blockbusters and helping troubled addicts, Danny gives a first-hand account of one of the greatest transformations of human character ever put to film. Go to Stay Safe with Trejo.
Hey, greetings. This is Santa Davis, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show, KZSB, and AM 1290. I have an album that I released maybe a year or so ago, Watch Your Liberty. It's on iTunes, CD Baby, Spotify. It's out there. Type in Carlton Santa Davis, and you will see it come up. Check it out.
Take us with you in your car, to the beach, or to the gym. You can find all of our shows on iTunes/podcast/The Jeremiah Show.
What's up, guys? My name's Lennon Silvers Lee, head chef of a sushi bar in Montecito. You're listening to The Jeremiah Show.
The restaurant business is evolving. Will you be ready for the new restaurant business? Let us help you prepare and reopen at HJL Hospitality Restaurant Advisors. Call us or email us for a complimentary consultation to discuss building your restaurant pro forma and operating budget before you open, hiring and training your employees, reopening correctly, avoiding costly mistakes, setting up the perfect delivery and pickup system. Call us at 800-840-2134. That's 800-840-2134.
Everything good that has happened to Danny Trejo is a direct result of helping someone else. And I'm a testament to that.
Virus or whatever we've been fighting, you know, it's basically, I think Mother Nature just got mad at us for screwing up the planet. Yeah. Sending us all to our rooms.
You put us on a timeout.
Timeout, you know what I mean? And so, you know, but it gives us time to like really think, wait a minute, man. You know, it's like our oceans are cleaner already. Our air is cleaner. Our lakes. And, you know, just because people had to stay in their room for a while.
I have a friend who lives in Oahu, and she says the Waikiki Beach is that nobody can go there. Yeah. Animals are coming, you know, fish and wildlife's coming out of the forest and down to the shore, and they can't believe how crazy that is. And I forgot, I would be in trouble. I'm so glad you said that about Mother Nature, because she asked me to ask you, what's the tattoo on your chest? Do you mind telling? And if I would have forgot, I would have been in trouble. So I'm so glad.
On my chest.
Yeah.
It's a Mexican lady with a big sombrero. It's what they call charra. She fought with Pancho Villa. They carried the dynamite and the, you know, here, carry the dynamite. Again. <I love it. laughs> Again, the women got the job. You know what I mean? Clean the house and carry the dynamite.
Oh, man, that's great.
That's not me saying that. That's don't write letters. I don't believe it. I never let you carry dynamite.
You don't have a machete in your couch there behind you, do you?
No, but we got them all over the house.
Hey, I tell you what, Danny. For my birthday, my wife actually gave me as a gift a machete.
Awesome. If I see you, I'll sign it. I would have bought stock in machetes. I've signed thousands of them.
Oh, no kidding. I bet that.
I was in a club. Listen, I was in a club, and this guy comes and says, "Will you sign my machete?" Right? And so I said, "Okay." So yes, we have one.
I love it.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That's a machete. That's a serious machete.
Space shuttle or one of those, one of them. You know what I mean? So,
Dr. Z, does your machete look that like that one?
No, actually, I think mine's a little smaller because it fits in my toolbox, so it's not full size.
I don't think that's a machete then.
Okay. Well, mine's a knife. His is a machete.
Everything good that has happened to Danny Trejo, he says, is a direct result of helping someone else. Everything. We are going to take one more break, Danny. If you guys could just keep you a couple more minutes while we come back, I want to ask you one last question. We're talking with Danny Trejo, the great Danny Trejo. What an amazing life. We'll be right back after the short break. Stay with us.
You want this cookbook. From the legendary actor and L.A. restaurateur comes a cookbook featuring 75 badass recipes. From lowrider donuts and award-winning vegan cauliflower tacos to a sweet and spicy brisket inspired by Danny's mom, Barbacoa. Get your copy from Amazon or Barnes & Noble today. Visit the restaurants. Try Danny's tasty tacos and amazing food at one of his restaurant locations, Trejo's Tacos. You can order takeout or delivery. Trejo's Tacos provides takeout for pickup or Postmates for delivery. Denny's La Brea, Hollywood, and West Side locations are open for delivery, or you can call ahead and pay for pickup, and they can run it out to you. TrejosTacos.com. Want to watch? Be sure to check out Inmate Number 1, The Rise of Danny Trejo, coming this summer. Inmate Number 1, The Rise of Danny Trejo, is the featured documentary experience revealing the extraordinary life journey of Hollywood's most unlikely hero, Danny Trejo. From an early life of drugs, armed robbery, and hard prison time, to the red carpets of Hollywood blockbusters and helping troubled addicts, Danny gives a first-hand account of one of the greatest transformations of human character ever put to film. Go to Stay Safe with Trejo.
There's something there. I was patrolling the pachinko, you noodle model parlor. Hanging out with insects, under ducting, the CIA was on the phone. Well, such is life.
I'm Chance.
I'm Steve.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Lance.
We're the Last Chance Band, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. You can find our music on Spotify and iTunes.
Don't miss an episode of The Jeremiah Show. You can find all of our shows on iTunes/podcast/The Jeremiah Show.
Hey, this is Camilla Cleese, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show.
The Jeremiah Show soundtrack is always original, every single show. Did you know there are 10 original songs for each episode? The music on the show is a running soundtrack in my life. I'm always listening to new and original voices that inspire me. I listen for hooks in a song. I listen for melodies that add emotion to our show. If you listen carefully to the 10 songs, you will also find a subtle theme that underscores my guest's vision or just how I feel that day. If you'd like to hear one of your songs played on the show, email me at jeremiah@thejeremiahshow.com.
Hi, it's Suzanne Goen from LA restaurants Luke, AOC, and Tavern, as well as the Hollywood Bowl. And you are listening to The Jeremiah Show. I hope you'll check out our event, LA Loves Alex's Lemonade, and join the cause.
Reopen your business on The Jeremiah Show with our 30-day complimentary ad program. Radio is a highly effective advertising option for small business. Despite all the changes in the last decade in how Americans access music, AM/FM radio is still the most cost-effective advertising medium today. It's an inexpensive way to reach your existing and potential customers. Radio advertising is less expensive than the cable television advertising, but often has the same reach. The low cost enables you to run multiple ads, which gets better results. It's easy to narrowly target listeners. 30 days free with a 3-month commitment. That's 16 complimentary ads for your business. We'll create and record your ad for you, no charge. We'd also like to invite you to be our special segment guest to tell our listeners about your business. Please email us advertiseon@thejeremiahshow.
Everything good that has happened to Danny Trejo is a direct result of helping someone else. And I'm a testament to that.
Danny, yeah. One thing. I watched a series on Netflix with my wife this past weekend. It was called Rectify. about a guy who was on death row for 20 years. DNA found that he was not the killer or rapist. And they told this long four-season story about the family and the whole thing. And the one thing that struck me about him was he sought no revenge against any of the people but his family and friends, especially his sister. Oh, my God. They wanted blood.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. And he really had to tell them, look, this is my situation. What about you? Did you ever feel that way in prison and getting out?
No, you know what? When prison was different, in 1968, when I turned it over, when I said, let me die with dignity, it was like I realized if after this chance, I no longer have the right to get mad. You know, look at me. I'm alive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I no longer have the chance. I see people get upset and stuff like, why? Wait a minute, man. If you look at, I know this is going to sound awful, but the bottom line to an argument is a murder. Okay. Yeah. That's the bottom line. So when people start arguing, my mind says, is this worth killing them? No. You know, so get the hell, leave me alone.
Yeah.
You know, so I try not to argue.
Yeah.
There's no point in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Danny, we're going to let you go. I want you to, final words, give us some optimism for all this pandemic, all these people at home. Give us some final words here to go out on that. Danny Trejo's positive.
It's better to shoot for the moon and miss than aim for the gutter and make it.
Here, here. I love it. I love
here,
it.
Here, here.
Thank you, my friend, so much for doing this. Thank you for giving me a second chance here with our technology.
Everybody in my restaurant has been given a second chance. Everybody that works there, they're all second chancers. So I'm glad you said that. And let me say this. You're listening to the Jeremiah Show. Keep listening or I'll come looking for you.
With that big machete.
There you go.
All right. I'm going to let that be the end. Listen more, communicate, and evolve. Everybody have a great week. Thank you, Danny Trejo.
Hi, this is comedian Maj Chobrani, and you are listening to The Jeremiah Show on AM 1290 KZSB Santa Barbara. Listen, man.
Hi, this is Cole Robbins with USA Surf Team, and I am here on The Jeremiah Show. Feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram at Robbins_Cole, or you can always find me with Village Properties, and that is ColeRobbins@VillageSite.com.
Do you need help with your restaurant or hospitality business? See how we can help your business at HJLRestaurantAdvisors.com. Check out our website at TheJeremiahShow.com. We are on iTunes and SoundCloud. Please subscribe on iTunes, podcast The Jeremiah Show. Did you like our soundtrack? Find all of our soundtracks on Spotify, The Jeremiah Show. As always, a big thanks to Dr. D for making our voices come alive on the airwaves and to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us on the airwaves at all. Be sure to check out our very own Richard Dr. D. Dugan's Peabody Award-nominated radio show, Tell Me Your Story, every Sunday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Listeners, we appreciate you and want to hear from you. Please send us your ideas at ShowJeremiah on Twitter and Instagram. The Jeremiah Show is produced by executive producer Jeremiah Higgins and sound engineer Richard Dr. D. Dugan. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. Evolve.
The colors are red and yellow, blue and fire. They were beautiful, the most beautiful sky has ever.